The first movement of Jan Brandt Boyce's Flute Quintet in D, Opus 21, his Christmas Quintet. William Bennett was the flautist with the Allegri Quartet. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 11:30. Time now to join Fiona Talkington for Late Junction.
Pack up all my cares and woe, here I go, swinging low. So is she, and bye-bye blackbird, and no one here can love and understand me. Oh, what heartlike stories they all hand me. Back and back and light and light, I'll ride home late tonight. Blackbird, bye.
Hello, and I hope you had a really lovely Christmas weekend. And whether you've still got some time off now or whether you're back at work, I hope the next hour, we're slightly shorter than usual tonight, we'll bring you some music you'll enjoy listening to. Or maybe there's something to mystify or intrigue you. That was one of my favourite versions of Bye Bye Blackbird, sung there by Nils Olav Johansson. One of the Kubelor has got roots in Romania and Ghana. His name means vagabond, and his music, made with musicians from Paris, mixes gypsy and Ghanaian traditions.
Oh, my lobby lobby, I miss you so much. Why don't you just come to me, please?
Hi, you beat up.
Mina la mine, akun.
Unda te văd
vină la mine acum.
Vreau să te țin
vină la mine acum.
Să te sărut
vină la mine acum.
Să te
vină la mine acum.
Haide, haide!
Vină la mine, vină la mine, vină la mine acum.
Haide, haide!
Vină la mine, vină la mine, vină la mine
că-mi vine rău.
Vină la mine acum.
Ți-am luat un cadou.
Vină la mine acum.
Curățat casa.
Vină la mine acum.
Am făcut masa.
Vină la mine acum.
Hainele călcat.
Vină la mine acum.
Copiii s-au culcat.
Vină la mine acum.
Am făcut baie.
Vină la mine acum.
Am făcut patul.
Vină la mine acum.
Haide, haide!
Vino la mine, vino la mine, vino la mine, acum.
Haide, haide!
Vino la mine, vino la mine, vino la mine, acum.
Thank you.
catchy little wedding tune written by a Jewish barrel maker called Y, who lived in Poland and died in the Warsaw Ghetto. And it was performed there by Yael Strom and Hot Pastrami. And before that, the Ghanaian Romanian One Love, the Kubalor from his CD Brown Card, which was out earlier on this year. A track from him and his band called Vino Lamine. A few weeks ago, I asked if you wanted to let me know some of your favourite tracks of the year to play in our last Late Junctions of 2011. And thank you so much for all your emails and tweets. I'm not entirely sure you stuck to releases of this year alone, but hey, no matter. Someone I encountered on Twitter is a Mary Boiner fan and asked for this track, which, of course, she performed when I heard her brilliant concert at King's Place in November.
Where
That's a group of Luba women recorded in the 1940s in what was then Belgian Congo. They were singing and blowing into empty gourds. And that's from a set of discs featuring African music originally released on 78s. Murray Boiner just before, a song written by guitarist Georg Bulio called Voi Voi May. And that was one of your requests sent in via Twitter. And I've got a lot more of your requests throughout the week, particularly suggestions for your favourite albums of the year. This is absolutely one of mine. Maybe you remember I chatted with the wonderful Chris Watson a couple of months ago, whose recent release, El Tren Fantasma, charts an oral journey across Mexico on a rail route which no longer exists. I fell in love with it at first hearing, and I said to him, I could really feel the heat and smell the smells of that journey, jostling with the crowds. And I love the drama of this track, El Divisadero. The train has now climbed up from the coast, giving an incredible view into the Copper Canyon.
Thank you.
No, I think that is one of the most beautiful tracks that Keith Jarrett ever recorded. Live in Tokyo in 1987, an album called Dark Intervals and a track called Americana. There's a quote on the album cover. Touch is only possible at the edge of spaces. Light is only precious during dark intervals. And at the start of that group there, one of my very favourite CDs of this year, Chris Watson's El Tren Fantasma, which is out on the Touch label. A Train Journey Across Mexico, and that was a track called El Divisadero. And in between, Lucas Santana from another very popular release this year, Sem Nostalgia. Tewilde Reda pioneered an electric version of the traditional krah, which is a type of lyre in Eritrea. It's quite hard to find recordings of him, but the Ethiopique series includes him among their many gems. This is a track called Milenu. Another of this year's fine releases, that's Hum Crush, Thomas Drennan and Storla Sturlöken, who also feature Sissel Endresen on their album called Ha, out on Runa Gramophone. And they followed on from the Eritrean Teweldo Reda. Someone who's had really well-deserved success this year is Jono McCleary. This is Jono live in Hoxton at his album launch, a song called Home.
Angelino on bass.
See you.
Jono McCleary and a song called Home. And I'm so happy that Jono's music's reached so many more people this year. Jono, well-deserved success this year and good luck for next year as well. If you want to get in touch with us, we've got an email address. It's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And I'm going to end the programme tonight with music from Hyperion's addictive Bach piano transcription series. Piers Lane playing Ignaz Friedman's version of a flute sonata movement by Bach. I'll be back with Late Junction tomorrow night. The time for tomorrow's start is 11:15. Just before Bach, this is Simon Fisher-Turner. Good night. Thank you.